This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. UW-Oshkosh and other state universities continue to struggle financially. Oshkosh has projected $5.4 million deficit, UW-Stevens Point 5.6, UW-Green Bay at nearly $6.5 million, while UW-Whitewater nearly $5 million. The universities are rebounding from a tuition freeze, falling enrollments, and COVID-19. The State Board of Regents will meet later this week in Milwaukee to discuss the financial situations of the U's. The Pollock Pool opens tomorrow for the season. The city is warning that parts of the pool will be closed from time to time due to staff shortages. The pool will close for the season on August 18th. Oshkosh police and the community are remembering police dog Lando. The dog was put down after he did not respond to treatments for an autoimmune disease. Lando helped seize thousands of dollars of drugs during his career, including cocaine, marijuana, heroin, and fentanyl. Police are also investigating an incident on South Main Street that happened early yesterday morning. Four kids were able to escape. Nobody hurt in that incident. Page 2, Katie Tolkien is the new director of the High Community Center. As part of the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club $18 million expansion. Katie has been with the Boys and Girls Club as the director of development and initiatives for quite a few years. Now that the Greetings from Oshkosh mural is done, you can find out more about how it came to be by going to greetingstour.com/murals/Oshkosh. Welcome back to Kay Qualley. She's the city's new assistant community development director. For many years, Kay was in the landscaping business in Oshkosh and did a radio show on gardening. She had been working in Minnesota. And the Oshkosh School District is having another job fair. This one is scheduled for June 13th. The district is still looking for teachers, subs, cafeteria help, and bus drivers. Turning to sports, Oshkosh West girls softball team will play Sun Prairie in the first round of the state tournament. That's coming up on Thursday morning in Madison. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.